The classiest show on this station, which isn't saying much. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
I like that one. We're valedictorian at summer school in terms of class. That's good. I like that. That was always my goal in life anyway, just be the best of the dumb people. That's what I tried to do. I never tried to get in the, you got to stay out of the elite category. I've never been that. Just be the best of the dummies. One of the guys who is elite is our typical co-host, Mr. Laurinaitis. Beam in for the linebacker today, but the linebacker joining on the Brian Heating Coolness fan guest hotline. Hey, buddy, you're headed, where are you headed? You going to Charlotte? What, you got a linebacker word to give out or something?
No, I'm going to Charlotte for the Nagurski. So it'll be cool. Ryan Day is the keynote speaker. Chase Young, the favorite to win it. So it's the 25th year of the award. And what made me feel really old, Bo, is the fact that it's been 13 years since I won it in 2006. How about that?
Well, if you want, if this makes you feel better, if it was 13 years since you won it, it was 13 years ago that I covered you winning it, which puts me significantly older than you, sir. So I think you're fine. That's ridiculous, by the way. When you put that into context, that it's been that's crazy. That makes me want to cry. Let's do something fun, and that is this Buckeye football team that goes 13-0, wins the Big Ten. Buddy, these were scary moments. I mean, I was legit. You and I were texting during the game. You were there. I was quite a bit of tension. You know, I don't pour a drink until a game's in hand. And I had to pour one at half. I'm like, I was legitimately nervous. What were your emotions watching the game? What was Wisconsin doing that was so successful? And what did you take from the performance for the Buckeyes Saturday?
Yeah, I thought Wisconsin came out with a great plan. I thought they came out trying to script against our zone coverage early on the first play of the game. And then I was surprised at the movement they were getting off the line of scrimmage with Jonathan Taylor in that first half. The one that really made me upset is after you finally get momentum. I mean, how about the Stones on Coach Day? Backed up, fourth down 14 in your own 25, and you fake a punt. I mean, that is big time. And after that, you know, you go down, you know, you don't get anything on that drive, but you get 7 points, and you're thinking, okay, Wisconsin's going to do the most obvious thing in the world. They're going to run the ball. If they get a chunk, then maybe they'll go in the two-minute mode. And if not, they'll probably just pack it in for half, right? And they end up getting that explosive run by Jonathan and sets them up for that to go up 21-7. I was surprised at how flat our defense came out. Now, give them credit. They made the necessary adjustments at half. For how good Wisconsin coaching did the first half, I thought they absolutely blew it in the second. I don't know about you guys, but how do you go the first three plays after Ohio State answers after half and not have Jonathan Taylor in the game for either of the first three plays? Three and out, and he's not in the game. I don't understand kind of what their thinking was there, but I guess we're the better for it.
James, I mean, you look at this game, right? Justin Fields ends as the Big Ten championship game MVP, goes for 299 in the air. But Bo and I were talking about in the first segment, I mean, he was not anything of what we have been accustomed to seeing this year out of number one. I mean, what do you think Ryan Day said to him at halftime, and what got him kind of going in the second half, you think?
Well, first off, I was extremely impressed with his toughness. I mean, that kid right there, you can put that performance with that knee brace, how often he had to pull it down and scramble, right up there with JT's, you know, when he played Wisconsin with the surgery. I mean, it's unbelievable his ability to keep going down there. It wasn't like he was sliding all over the place. You know, he was fighting for extra yardage, and I was really impressed by that. Look, I think just there was probably some things early on. He was being a little conservative. That's why he only has one pick, you know, on the year. There's some things where he kind of held the ball and took some sacks, didn't want to turn it over. And it's tough. Whenever your body isn't right, especially that's the leg that he's planning on, you know, as he delivers the ball, that's what he's going to, you know, lean into and plant on. It does mess with you. You can say, hey, I'm not going to think about it. No, you think about it. You absolutely think about it. Anytime you play with an injury, it's the subconscious protection mechanism on your body. It's tough to go through it. I think it's awesome that we don't play till, you know, the 28th because it's going to allow us to get healthy, both with Wade on the back end. Okuda left the game, came back in. It'll allow our guys to get as close to 100% again as possible, because with the way Justin was feeling and obviously not comfortable totally in that pocket, if we played Saturday, I'd be a lot more nervous. Now we give our coaching staff, our great coaching staff, time to prepare and to scheme up and to get ready for obviously a very talented Clemson team and a team that Bo and I have been talking about all the time. I'm not sure you wanted to face them in the first round.
No, no. And that's the thing. The other thing that we talked about, I want to get your take on it. You were at the game, so you obviously didn't hear Urban saying this, but it was spot on. So as soon as the game's over, they go to they ask Urban on the Fox postgame show. They ask him about, you know, if Ohio State deserves to be the one seed. And at halftime, Urban said LSU deserves to be the one. He said, you're in a dogfight. You just got to get a win. And then at the end of the game, he came back and he said, you know, I think Ohio State showed in the second half they deserve to be the one. But he said, I think this just stinks. He goes, I hate it about the playoff. And I think he's right. It does suck because you just go 13-0 and you win the Big Ten and you beat Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin consecutively. And the first thing you say is, well, we deserve to be number one, and you have to politic for it. And I just think that part of it really stinks. And I think Ed Orgeron maybe got it right. I don't know if you saw what he said post game. He didn't care. I don't care. We'll play on the moon. Yeah. And I don't even know if he believes that or not, because he would rather play Oklahoma than LSU. But that attitude of, and I thought Ryan did a fantastic job of politicking for it and saying, like, we deserve it. He went over the resume, had to do it over and over again. But I wonder if the better way to approach this, if you know you're in and you're undefeated like we knew we were, if the better way to approach it, buddy, would be, I don't care who we play.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, right, it's a mindset to your team. You know, like Eddie O had this whole thing of, you felt like when you had the phone interview, he was maybe in a you know, just a white tank top. You know what I mean?
With no shirt. Up from a no workout, shirt.
You know what I mean? No doubt.
No shirt. Maybe a beer already. He just went to two house visits, he said. You know, just like, heck, I don't care where we play. We can go play in the parking lot. We can play down here. We can play in the moon. You know, it's an attitude to your team, right? And that's why Joe reflects him, because Joe's the same way. Joe Burrow's probably saying the same thing. Like, I don't care who we play. Let's roll. We can take on anyone. And I think that's the mindset of Ohio State as well. But, you know, it's human nature, right, Bo? Like, if you're like, hey, sure, we should be the one seed, and all your players are saying we should be the one seed, and you see it and you see two, you're naturally going to be upset for a little bit. Now they got a couple weeks to get over it. They can maybe use it as a chip on their shoulder. But in all reality, no matter how you break down this game, all they're going to hear over and over is that both of these teams, Ohio State and Clemson, have the tougher path. And that's obvious. Oklahoma would have been – I mean, I was talking to Urban before, you know, some of the BTN tailgate stuff, and he said – if we get Oklahoma, we'll absolutely crush them. Like, we'll win by 21. Mm. Like, you know, that was the feeling, is that we were going to absolutely roll through them. And now it's like, okay, well, now we have to exercise this demon that has been Clemson.
James Laurinaitis, the normal co-host on this show, joining us in the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. James, you look at Chase Young. Obviously, we get the Heisman this weekend, and for what he's done, shattering the Ohio State single-season sacks record. He didn't get one in the past 2 weeks against Michigan or this weekend against Wisconsin. Now you look at this game against Clemson. You got Trevor Lawrence back in the backfield. I mean, what's Clemson looking at on film from the last two games that they could possibly take away in trying to limit number two's production?
Well, you got to slide the protection to them. I think that's what you saw Michigan and Wisconsin doing. You know, instead of having, you know, a chip, or because even if you chip, right, if you bring the running back to chip sometimes, what it does is it opens up it gives you a false kind of sense of security as an offensive tackle, and Chase can hit you with the up and under, and that running back goes to chip on the outside. Well, he's no help if I up and under the tackle. There's no guard sitting there. So I think what you're having is you're basically having offensive line say, hey, let's slide. That tackle can overset for Chase's speed. Now the up and under is protected by the guard, and that center has to win on the nose tackle one-on-one, and then that guard has to win on the, you know, the three technique, and then the other tackle solo. So it puts more pressure on the other guys, and that's why you're seeing other guys getting sacks and production. But really, you know, when it comes down to it, if they're going to put that much attention on Chase, then you have to be able to win inside, and you have to be able to scheme up different blitzes, because the other side of the offensive line is obviously weaker.
You know, buddy, I'll get you out of here on this one. The thing that's crazy about this is you're talking about three teams at the top who all have legitimate claims to be number one. And the idea that Clemson has won 28 in a row, they're 13-0 this year. They beat the brakes off of Bama last year with the same quarterback, these same receivers, the same tailback. Now, they replaced their defensive front, but they recruit well, and they've had a whole year to get that right. And I'm listening to Herbie, and he says he thinks this Clemson team's better than last year's Clemson team. And by the way, that was – and he would know his kid's on the team. He'd know where Clemson is. That's the three? Like, that's – so, like, when I hear people say, you know, like, you know, our beef of not being the one – I think the margin's razor thin between these three teams. The idea that which one's one and which one's three is almost nothing. I guess the question then becomes, if you can pull this off, this is the toughest road I've ever seen to get to win a national championship. Like, it's insane. If you pull this off, you're in the conversation not only as one of the great Ohio State teams of all time, but one of the great college football teams of all time. That's how stiff this test will be the next 2 weeks if you can pull this thing off, or next two games, rather.
Oh, there's no question. You're right up there with the Clemson team, right, from last year. It went undefeated.
It's crazy. It's
maybe more impressive, you know. And it's been fun to kind of watch, you know, the pregame shows talk about how Brent Venables over there has adapted, right? He doesn't have as good of a defensive line, so what's he do? He does more 3-3-5 stuff and blitzes.
Yep.
You know, Isaiah Simmons lets him run free. You know, he gets movement, all that. Well, you know, they have athletes. They're just doing it different ways. Look, I think what's going to make Buckeye Nation nervous, what makes me nervous, is that we know what this will look like nationally, because nobody respects, like, football people respect Clemson. They understand what they did and what they've done all year. But as far as the generic fan, doesn't. So if this is a game where if you lose by 10, you know what that then does for the Big Ten Conference?
Right? Crushes
you.
You know what
that then does for –
yeah.
And you know what it does for future, just kind of, hey, benefit of the doubt, right? Ohio State walked through the season. They were really impressive. And you can argue – I would argue, look, the fact that you were down to that Wisconsin team, a physical Wisconsin team that had you exactly where they wanted you, and you were able to fight back and dominate that second half, I thought that was extremely impressive. You know what I mean? But, again, we've talked about this, Bo. People nationally don't respect Wisconsin. They don't see it that way. They see it as, oh, Wisconsin's trash. They beat them 38-7 at home. They couldn't do it on dry conditions in a dome. So it's going to be interesting, and they'll hear, gosh, we'll break this game down, you know, 25 different ways by the time we get to December 28th. But, I like where Ryan Day will have his team at, you know, because I think as this thing goes on, people will more and more start to pick Clemson. They'll look at the old 2016 film. Not they will, but I'm talking about, like, nationally, right? They'll show that game. Oh, last time these two met, and I think it'll give our team a good little extra motivation.
You mentioned Isaiah Simmons. Folks, he wears number 11. He's nuts.
He's all right.
He's bonkers.
Should I go trip him? Should I kick his foot?
Yeah. do something to that ACL, or get us a little MCL sprain or something.
No Tanya Harding situation. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say, hey, we're wearing gray on the sleeves, buddy. I believe we had
that. How about
beautiful.
That? What a concept. Now we need to take it next level. All right, 2021, let's remove the black. We only did it one year, no black on the shoulder pad. But, hey, you got to take baby steps, and this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's a beauty. All right, buddy, enjoy that down there. Well-deserved. That's fun to get down there to that Nagurski thing. Enjoy it. Pull for Chase, as I know you will, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
We need to. I can't be – but with the history of our school, there's no way that I should be the only person to have the Nagurski Award. It's time Chase wins it, brings it back to
the Wait, that's true?
Yeah.
Nobody else? All of the defense – they've been giving that award – Really?
25 years only, but it's all right. 25 year anniversary, but you need to get Chase. Bring it home. We've had so many good players since me, obviously. Think about Shazier, some guys, but come on, Chase, bring it home.
All right, buddy. Safe travels.
All right.
Great threes. Joining us on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.